The phrase disaster preparedness is almost a contradiction. Government officials can plan for the worst and still be surprised at how bad it can get. Commentator Lester Rheingold has seen how government tries to prepare, and he's worried.
You may not have heard about it, but American society collapsed 2 weeks ago. A dread disease swept through the population, killing first hundreds and ultimately millions. Turns out, a virus was unleashed by terrorists from a hostile nation, so we prepared for war. How do I know about this? I sat in on meetings of the National Security Council as the crisis unfolded. I saw government leaders overwhelmed by the worst public health disaster this country has ever faced. It was terrifying. It was also, I'm glad to say, fictitious. The purpose of the exercise was to see how government would handle, or fail to handle, a bioterrorist attack. And though the scenario was dreamed up, the 12 players at that table had lots of very real government experience. Former Senator Sam Nunn played the President of the United States. David Gergen was the National Security Advisor. At a press conference following one council meeting, I played one of the reporters grilling the President. The players at the table were given facts, starting on day one, when smallpox breaks out in three states, ending on day 13, when chaos reigns nationwide. But there was no script. Everyone at that table was free to act and interact as they saw fit. The results were alarming. Smallpox is a wickedly contagious disease, which kills about a third of its victims and leaves many of the rest brutally scarred. Human medical genius drove the virus to the point of extinction. Human malevolence has been hard at work to bring it back as a weapon. Smallpox makes an excellent weapon, not only because it's deadly, but also because the United States has little defense against it. Vaccination programs ended long ago, and the current vaccine stockpile is fewer than 12 million doses. One of the first dilemmas facing the role-playing council was how to distribute this terribly inadequate supply. This drill was almost enough to make you long for the good old days of the Cold War. At least then you knew who the enemy was. And if there were a nuclear attack, it would be unmistakable. But these leaders weren't even sure at first that there had been an attack. And once they were, they had to figure out where it came from. The awful repercussions kept multiplying. Is government justified in forcibly isolating people who may have been exposed? Once the public learns of the danger and the paltry vaccine supply, is there a way to resist the spread of panic and violence? The exercise showed federal and state authorities often working at cross purposes. It revealed a hospital system unable to handle the flood of smallpox cases. The only good news to come from all this is that the issues are at least being addressed. Congress plans to hold a hearing featuring some key players from the exercise, and follow-up training programs are in the works. Watching the exercise, I felt like a witness to history, even if it was imaginary. It was impressive to see what government decision-making is like at the highest level. But at the same time, it was mighty disillusioning to see how all the power and authority of that government could be bested by one vicious microbe.
The comments of Lester Rheingold, who writes about aviation, history, and travel.